This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Alrighty then, welcome to WIP Morning Show. Al Morgani with Rhea Hughes. That means it's Wednesday.
Good morning, Al.
Not Prince Spaghetti Day, it's Ross Tucker Day.
What's Prince Spaghetti Day?
Wednesday's Spaghetti Day in a lot of cities. It's Spaghetti Day.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know why, but Italian families is Spaghetti Day.
I tried to make pasta last night for dinner, and my brother told me he had gotten me the sauce that I like. I like Rao's. It's the only jar of sauce that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it, boiled the water, and then he goes, oh, yeah, I ate it for lunch.
Oh, nice.
It was very helpful. I was slightly displeased.
Yes, go out, send somebody out to the market to go get it.
Yeah.
Go get it. So we had lots of stuff. Wasn't here yesterday. The Phillies have made huge, huge noise.
Trey Turner, your thoughts?
Oh, man, it's great. It's just great. It's like they got the big... They got the big kahuna. They went out and they won the fishing tournament.
Assistant GM Bryce Harper strikes again.
He's the most, I don't know, man. He might be the most important free agent signing we've ever had. I mean, there are people that will go back to the day with Pete Rose back in the mm-hmm. day, but I don't know that Rose brought people here. Like, that was a team that was already kind of there.
Kind of together, yes.
Yeah, it was like the last piece, so to speak, way, way back. But this might be it. I mean, he's already made an impression, just winning on the field and now going to the playoffs and now turning it back into a baseball gem. It's like now this is baseball heaven. It's mostly, I think,
because of him. It's amazing what that month did.
It was huge.
Because, Al, the Phillies, we'll kind of hear from Dave Dombrowski because they can't officially talk about it because he hasn't passed a physical. But General Manager Sam Fold said, every free agent they spoke to referenced the atmosphere at Citizens Bank
Park.
Yeah,
and that was enormous. That's why when I kept saying, I was upset. I didn't think people wanted him to get in. I'm like,
you always have to get in.
You got to get in. I mean, it just changed everything. So I was just saying, this has now become, in football and in baseball, it's where people want to go. And this was the old story was always, no, I'm going to Philly because the criticism is so harsh and this, that, and the other thing. And now you look and you've got a football team with like Kelce and Brown's here and loves being here. And everybody that comes in.
You got guys who sign, Sue and Linville Joseph.
You get a chance to win. Mm-hmm. B, you've got a fan base that's activated. And even with the Phillies, now this is curious to me because it flipped. If you came here in the regular season,
you didn't think it was anything.
And you had a chance between San Diego and here, it's like, you know what? There's nothing worse than this place when it's empty. Like this, I talked to players coming in now. They're upset that the Flyers aren't sold out
because
all the
time. Because it used to be crazy.
It used to be crazy. They love coming into a place like that. It's what makes you a place people want to go to.
I've never forgotten the first game that JR played here, and it was a preseason game. And he was stunned that there were 18,000 people there.
Yeah, because they're coming from a place maybe not. So it's really is important that happened. And I'm curious. I'm going to hear from some Phillies fans, that people that have bought back, literally, not just figured, bought back in.
Well, had to buy back in to get in the building for the playoffs.
Yeah, but now did you do it again? Did you buy the Sunday package? Did you buy? Did you get the Christmas gift? Did you how red did you turn?
Do you like the? I mean, I wanted them to go for a road. You know, I wanted them to
pitcher.
Go for a big time pitcher. Taiwan Walker is pretty good.
Yeah.
He's very good in the first half of the last two seasons. And you took him from the Mets. Like, the best thing I saw from a Mets fan was there were questions about his durability because I believe he's had two Tommy Johns.
Yeah.
But he didn't, you know, pitch through two seasons. All-star in 2021. His drop-off is in the second half.
Yeah.
12-5 last year.
You got to look at the entire staff, what they have.
And he's
you have
your to fourth
look,
guy,
you,
right?
You look at the hat, yeah. And then you look at the fact they can just hit. And now, you know, you look at, you know, do you want to, now Hoskins isn't that big of a liability.
Would you still keep him?
Yeah.
There was,
I'd keep him now.
We had Ben Davis on, and he said he would move him, bring Segura back, put Segura at third, and Bohm at first.
Bohm's doing all right at third right now.
Shockingly.
Well, yeah, but he's young enough, he can.
He learned.
He learned a little bit. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Hoskins, to me, has got some, there's those weeks that he carries you. So, I mean, but this allows you to have that a little bit more. It's always a great move, but I'm just, I love the fact that now you're the destination vacation. You're the place people want to come. You want to play football here. You want to play baseball here. The only guy I ever wanted out, I guess, is Simmons.
By the way, there's an update on Simmons, Al.
Is he good now to play?
So, he's out a couple with the knee thing. He goes, we're going to look at my workload differently from now on. He may come back on Friday night. Maybe not playing back-to-backs.
God.
It never ends with him.
No, it never
ends.
It's
the gift that keeps giving.
Well, I mean, because he wants to be a star.
Without putting the work in.
That gets treated like a star, so back-to-backs would be like, I'm too valuable.
Yeah, and you're not.
No, you're not.
No, not on that team. So, Dave Dombrowski, we're waiting for him to officially speak.
Yeah, he can't officially speak.
He can't officially speak, but he was on with John Morosi from MLB Network, and here were his comments.
Dave, often this time of year we do speak in hypotheticals. If you were to add an all-star shortstop, how excited would you be?
I'd be very happy if that ended up happening. So, as you know, that's been our number one priority this winter time is trying to add a quality shortstop in the middle of our lineup. We've only really lost one positional player, so that's really been our biggest need because we know we can shift Bryson Stott over to second base. Four really good shortstops out there, and so that's been our goal, and if we could do that, we'd be extremely happy.
If.
It's ridiculous. Silly, isn't it?
It is ridiculous. Speaking in hypotheticals, yes. I don't see the point of it.
No.
But it makes for some humor.
It does.
Makes for some comedy. I mean, you know,
Would you be happy with an all-star shortstop?
Oh, yeah. Would you be happy? Speaking hypothetically, it's like when they go into the lawyer and speaking hypothetically, if you did rob this bank.
Yes. You allegedly robbed the bank.
We can use that thing. So we've got that going on. We also have today, we have the wheel.
The wheel. Lots of good gifts.
So whose birthday is it today?
Today's birthday is T.O.'s birthday.
T.O.
And Larry Bird.
Oh, cool. Larry
so you
Bird.
Have... T.O., nickname, obviously, Terrell Owens, and Larry Bird, the Hick from French Lick.
The Hick from French Lick.
Which was great.
Yeah, so we're looking for great nicknames in sports because of T.O. Larry Bird, to me, the biggest legacy that he's the name of the bird in Twitter. It's Larry.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, they named it that little blue bird.
Is Larry?
Is Larry, named after Larry Bird.
Wow.
I'm
assuming, was the owner a Celtics fan?
I guess he must have been, or he's from Indiana. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the new guy's going to do with that Elon
Can't
guy.
Can't get rid of the bird.
He may get rid of the bird.
No,
I don't know.
I love the bird.
The bird will be driving a Tesla.
Automatically.
Really? So we'll see what's on. So we're going to put on the wheel if you get the great nicknames in sports. And there's been some good ones. We've got the $50 Visa gift card, a hand and stone massage and facial spa gift card. This is all great because the holidays are coming up and
people are.
Pair of tickets to watch New Year's Eve fireworks. Oh, at the Battleship, New Jersey on, of course, New Year's Eve.
Fireworks down there are awesome.
Yeah. Captain Chucky's Crab Cake Company gift certificate. We love crabs.cakes.com is where you go. Pair of 3-day general admission passes to the Tidal Wave Music Festival. Well, lots of people
down there.
You
like all these
Brooks
people,
and Dunn,
right?
Yeah, so it's going to be good. It's going to be in Atlantic City, and that's August 11th through the 13th. Man, that's a big show. 2022, the Hess Flatbed Toy Truck with Hot Rods. That's always a great gift. There are people that collect them all the time, and you go online, there's some worth a lot of money. Philadelphia 76ers hat, $50 gift certificate, again, to Captain Chucky's, pair of tickets to the fireworks at Battleship, New Jersey, and a pair of passes. Now, this thing is pretty cool, to the Founding Footsteps Holiday Light Trolley Tour. That goes like through the neighborhoods that are all lit up, like 13th Street.
13th Street's amazing. I can walk to Smedley Street.
Yeah.
It's a cul-de-sac, which you don't have many cul-de-sacs in South Philly. It's astonishing what they do there.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
They got that. Betsy Ross House, Penn's Landing, all that. Go to foundingfootsteps.com to get your tickets. So I think there's live music on that trolley and everything. So that's a pretty cool thing. So if you got the nicknames in sports, we're going to looking for that on the wheel. So all that stuff went on it, but still the highlights are the Eagles on what's gone on. And I mentioned this. I've been mentioning this for a couple of weeks. I kept saying this cowboy thing, and you know, people said, "What are you seeing this?" I said, "I'm hearing this. I'm telling you, I'm hearing this. These people, they think the Cowboys are going to be the real deal, and now they've turned into more and more the echo." I think part of it is they want them to be. They want them to be, and they want some drama.
Yes,
because when you have a team that's clearly, to me, clearly head and shoulders above, it's the Eagles. But you've got to generate some drama. And this is the drama.
Well, I could see that, Al. We're talking about the ESPN analytics department that ran the Super Bowl odds. And so they put Giants at one. How are the Eagles 4?
I don't. it makes no sense. It really makes no sense when you look at it. How do you?
The Eagles did not blow a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter and lose to the Packers, a team that the Eagles handle pretty easily.
Yeah, it's like, what are you looking at? What numbers? There's no way. I don't know how you would spin numbers like this when you have games that are played. I mean, you have games that are played. How do you spin this numbers like that? And that the irony of it is, now this weekend, this becomes a proving point for one side or the other.
So the Eagles are
lose,
at the Giants.
If the Eagles lose, it's and like, see, it was a... I've seen
Cowboys
this.
Did the Cowboys play the Jags?
Cowboys have Houston. I think they're 17-point favorites.
No.
Yes. They were playing Houston. Houston's is just...
Yeah, they are. Yep,
yeah,
Houston.
TK was telling me. See, Houston,
17-point
favorites.
Would you bet that?
No. I would... that's 17. I don't know. The Cowboys, to me, can always screw something up. So, I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand it, but I've saw it coming. I'm like, this is really strange. And I can't believe it came from the actual analytics people. I mean, I believed it came from the people that's just watched and never believed in Hurts.
Exactly.
That's who I thought this was coming from.
How many times did they run it?
Yeah,
like once, and they got the result they were looking for?
Yeah, how? I mean, what I don't know what numbers you could possibly conjure up to have this happen.
Because I will tell you that the Cowboys do have two cookies back to back. So they got the Texans, then they got the Jags. And maybe the Jags, I mean, are a cookie, maybe not. They might give them. But their last three games are the Eagles on Christmas Eve, the Titans, and the Commanders. That's not a cakewalk.
No.
Commanders may be fighting for a playoff spot. The Titans, see if they're trying. Well, we're getting into them.
Jesus. No. No, nothing at all. So we're going to talk. We'll talk a lot about how that happened and what analytics, what projections, I guess I'll use that word, you can have here. I don't understand it. It's very bizarre to me. Very, very bizarre that could happen with the evidence that you're given right now, with Jalen Hurts having an MVP kind of a season. Almost, it's almost now he's become the de facto favorite. I don't know what the numbers are on him right now, but I think he's what he's done now. Now, it's not going to help that these games are 1 o'clock. The game that would clinch it would be the Cowboys game.
Exactly.
That would just clinch everything. Literally, it might clinch everything right there. It might be the game that really ends everything in terms of post awards and all that stuff. And then favorite, it doesn't matter once you get in, you're in. But, I mean, as far as where you're going to put it, where are you going to put him in the hypothetical? I just, the power ranking things are like, it's nice, it's interesting to talk about, but it really, it's your record gets you in and then you get your home field and that's that.
That's the other thing, Al, that didn't make any sense.
Home field.
The Eagles theoretically are in the driver's seat for home field.
Yes.
So the Cowboys would have to win three games on the road, right?
Yeah. How does it make, one
would probably be home.
Yeah, they probably get one, depending on what happens.
So two on the road, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so how that figures, I don't know, unless you're figuring that a bye week hurts.
Well, it has the Cowboys in the past.
The only team that, and then I don't know where Minnesota, That team.
No clue.
I don't care if they're undefeated.
I don't trust them.
If you ask me, who do you want to play?
Yes.
I want to play them. That's who I want to play. So we're going to get into all that. Take your guesses on the or your guesses on the best nicknames in sports. Lots of Philly stuff going on. I actually like to hear some Phils fans that literally have bought into this, got the tickets, and are all cranked up for next year. And if it, maybe the Christmas gifts that you're getting, your family members, the cool stuff that they now have. A lot of red under the tree this year, so it'll be red and green this year. All right, we're going to get to everybody on the – we got lots of people all lined up already. 7 o'clock, Ross Tucker is going to join us. I believe we have Glenn –
Yes, Glenn's
Glenn
checking.
Mack now, yep. Who – I don't know if you heard the overnight show. They were ripping Glenn.
For what?
For putting out that it would – I just realized it was, yesterday was my 29th anniversary at WIP or something. Mm-hmm. And then they went back in his timeline and said last year, I just realized it was my 28th year. And the year before, I just realized it was my 27th year.
So he apparently didn't just realize.
Well, apparently it must just be some auto-generated.
Yes.
Like, okay, and I'm trying to think, have I been here? I have no idea.
I was Glenn's producer when he started.
I just realized I still work here. Time 94 WIP is 6:15.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. You deserve a getaway. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars with live music, A-class entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Book your getaway today. Borgata Comedy Club is the longest-running comedy club in Atlantic City, and one of the best entertainment deals in town. Three new headline comedians each week will have you laughing out loud. You're a winner this winter during Borgata's $1.2 million winning Wonderland. Earn entries now through December 31st to be one of 1,200 lucky winners. Plus, two grand prize winners will win a 2023 Audi Q8 Prestige. Four winners will win a luxurious escape to Baja Mar. Drawings will be held every Saturday. For details, visit theborgata.com.
All righty, welcome back to the morning show. Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes here at 6:21 in the morning, and Ava Graham is here with our question of the day.
All right, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of Joe Ector this morning, will there be more red Phillies or green Eagles under your tree?
I like that.
Red or green? What are you going to get more for Christmas? What are you going to gift more? I'm going to get more Phillies gear, more Eagles gear.
That's a good one because a lot of new names, so a lot of new shirts.
The Turner one, you know, is going to be here a long time.
Yeah. What number is he?
7.
That's cool.
Yeah. That is very cool. I mean, think about that mom who Bryce Harper, her kid wanted the Bryce Harper.
Oh, well,
he wanted Bryce Harper.
He wanted everything.
Oh,
you know?
Lord.
But, I mean, that's kids, if they want, that's Bryce Harper's the hero.
Well, right now, I will tell you, having just bought a Christmas tree, there will be very few gifts that cost more than the Christmas tree.
I think I decided this might be my last year with a real one.
It was almost $100 for a tree.
And mine was more.
You know what? It's unbelievable.
I wasn't expecting that. And they can't get them. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it either.
I wasn't expecting it at all.
I'm like, what?
I've had people making fun of me for years that I still get a real tree, and I went, yeah, it might be done.
They say money doesn't grow on trees. Well, apparently it does. because I just spent this is beautiful. This is what happens in life. I just spent about over $1,000 to get rid of two trees. And then I spent $100 to buy a dead tree.
Why didn't you get the tree when you got rid of the tree?
Because they were oak trees.
You couldn't put them in the living room?
They were oak trees. Like, I'm like, this is like divorce. I bought the tree, cost me money, and then cost me money to get rid of it.
I was like, shocked.
What the hell? It was not, and like they're telling me like better get it now because I mean I go to the same place. They're really nice people and get it now because we're going to run out. We don't have any trees. So how is there a shortage of trees?
Yeah,
how the hell is there a shortage of trees?
Yeah, tree shortage.
Here's the problem.
You go to buy it with your kid and then they give you and you're like I'm not paying that and then he's looking at the tree that he likes and I'm like. Ugh.
I bring the dog. The dog's freaked out. Which one do I go to? Which one do I want to own? That's how you pick out the tree. Yeah.
Judy was staring at me while I was decorating, like, I don't understand what this is doing in my living room.
All right, let's get to the phones. Got lots of people here. Let's check in. Now we'll go out to the great borough of Berwyn. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Listen, I was just wanted to talk a little bit about the two pitchers.
Yes.
That the Philly side. I think it's a pretty good signing.
Well, it is, especially when you can't talk about it alone, but when you talk about it and what else they got. Yeah, I mean,
well,
they might not have got
talking
the...
talking about. I mean, they made that big splash.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't think they were going to go quite that big with pitching then.
Well, and they didn't go, Well, that makes sense. It's like they spent their money. They believe it or not, even Dombrowski probably has some sort of a budget.
Yes.
So, I mean, they made a huge splash, and they improved their pitching.
And Walker's good. Mets fans are just like, he was a solid pitcher, struggled a bit in the second half, but you also took him away from the Mets.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's plus. It's a plus. Plus.
Do you think one more starter?
I don't know. It depends on what they have planned for this kid.
Painter.
Everything
you hear is that he's going to be up.
Yeah, so
maybe not at the start.
Yeah, but if he works out, I mean, you've got something there too. So
I just hope they don't rush him.
I hope
they do. I mean, this kid could be a generation pitcher, but he hasn't gone more than 4 or 5 innings.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what they do with him. I mean, we'll see what he has when he goes to spring training. I think they're going to give him every chance though. I think they'll give him almost every chance to start.
Who goes more than 5?
Well, anymore, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, if they get 5 out of
how
him.
How old is he? Is he even 20?
Oh, he would be, I don't think he'd be 20, probably 20 or 21.
He's 19.
Yeah, so when the season comes in, he's probably be a 20-year-old.
And that's why I say, I mean, I would even give him this year just to pitch in the minors.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he's good enough, I want him. That's as simple as that. We'll see what happens.
You got Abel too. He's 21.
Yeah, so they've got some balance, and the only downside with Dombrowski is I don't want him trading those guys.
No,
but
and I think he made a point last year. Painter was not going to be on any trade.
No, not last year. No, but once if they get rolling, have another shot at it. I mean, he'll go. He will go all in to win it. So I mean, that's. But his theory is always, well, if you're in a big market, you can go get him back in 2 years, wherever he signs. So that's where you got. Did you buy? Do you buy tickets for the games, Mike, or are you a TV guy?
Oh yes. Oh no. I went to probably 20-25 games last year.
Oh wow! So you didn't have to buy back in. You're already there.
Right.
All right. Do you have a great nickname in sports?
How about the round mound of rebound?
That is a great one. That's just, and it's a long one, which is great. And everybody knows it when you're talking about. Number 4, pair of tickets to watch New Year's Eve fireworks. This is a great show at the Battleship
really
New Jersey. And that is, when else? December 31st, otherwise known as New Year's Eve. Just go to Battleship New Jersey. I think it's a .ogg. Huh. That's a different one. O-G-G.
I hope it's not a typo.
I think that means, I've never seen that, but that's what it says. So we'll go with that. I'll put you on hold to get the prize. That, when you look at the kid, I don't know.
No, .org. That is a typo.
Yeah, I thought so.
I was like, wait a minute. I just looked it up. No, that was a typo.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
.org.
.org. Thank you. I'm like, well, that's something I never heard of.
No.
So we'll see where we go from there. So we got the worry about a young pitcher. I'd say bring him up. I want to see him. I want to see what he's got. I
mean, the Mets have brought up, I mean,
bring him up.
Everybody brings up young pitchers,
yeah,
right?
Bring him up. You can always go back down if you're not doing well, whatever, see what happens. Let's go over to Port Richmond, go to John in Port Richmond. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How you doing?
Going good, John.
Number one, I just want to say congratulations on your Hall of Fame induction. Well-deserved.
Thanks, John. What do you got on the Phils?
Well, at first I was thinking keep Hoskins, but then I changed my mind. I'm thinking maybe you can get rid of him, maybe get some kind of relief or even a fifth starter and give these kids another year in the minors and put Hall at first.
Derek Hall. Well, he'll probably play what the Phillies are doing, just with Harper out.
Yeah, with Harper out, but I mean, I'm...
But not as your first baseman.
No, I mean, you know, the thing that makes sense would be the Bohm move over to first. That would be the move. But I kind of know. I can live with Hoskins with the shortstop they have now and the batting order, and he gets hot. I mean, I know he can drive you crazy, but numbers are numbers. And
are you concerned with the shift going away that he's going to...
Well, he'll have to cover more ground.
That's the problem.
So you move, I guess, but his mistakes seem to be when they come right at him.
That's actually... You know
that
what, Al?
So true.
I take it back. That's actually a good point.
I mean, it's not him running.
I get it. Yes, you're right.
Really,
correct. I stand corrected.
Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds like a good argument, but when I think about the errors, it's things that hit him in the
glove. As soon as you said it, I have him at first base holding the glove and not catching it.
I mean, sometimes, he'll make a nice scoop or whatever. But like Al said, the ones that right home are the hardest ones for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually on either corner, that's the case. You don't usually get charged. I mean, if you're looking at, there's a deeper statistic for like range or whatever. I just, you know, he's got less range than a range in the kitchen. So it ain't going to matter to me there. Do you have a nickname there, John?
Yeah, I'm going to go old school. Kenny the Rat Lynchman.
The Rat. All right, Kenny the Rat Lindsman. We'll give you a spin for the Rat. One of my good friends when he was with the Flyers. He now goes around. Now, you got the same. No, wait, in Philadelphia, what you got? The Hand and Stone Massage, the $50 Hand and Stone Massage facial gift card. Just visit any one of their 60 locations in the area. Go to handandstone.com. Going to put you on hold. Yeah, Kenny now goes around the world surfing.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's a lifestyle.
It is. He goes, see pictures here and there. He's a big surfer. So he goes around the world surfing these huge.
How old is he?
He's got to be 60 now.
Wow.
Yeah, something like
and
maybe.
He surfs. 50, and that's huge, a life goal.
Huge waves. One of those guys goes just chasing them around the world. That's a good thing. People forget how rich. He didn't play in an era where he made billions. But I mean, he and I mean, we're both young. And I remember I walk into his. He was always into business and investments. And there's this picture on the wall. I'm like, what the? It was an original. Who's the guy? Wyeth? Andrew Wyeth?
Andrew Wyeth, yep.
So he's hanging there crooked.
Wow. I have a not an original in my house, which I love.
Yeah.
The woman in the...
Oh, in the field?
In the field. Yeah, it's one of my favorite.
He's got one of those. I mean, I got the dogs at the, you know, the dogs
playing poker.
Cards. Yeah, yes. that's as good as it gets. But no, he lives in New Hampshire and he goes around the world... surfing.
I wouldn't imagine that a surfer would live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's got a coast there. They go and then he just travels here and there, going, you know, just go Hawaii and all these places with the big waves to go and surf. Actually, down here you can surf in Ocean City a lot.
Oh yeah, no, that's where I did when they didn't have camp for the pandemic.
Oh yeah,
I put him in surf camp because it was outside.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was really a lot of fun.
It's pretty cool, and you always buy gifts for those people. There's always some shirt that's got a surfer on it. So it's one of those sports that it gets much more attention than people actually do it.
I love it. I looked up Kenny. Seven questions with Bruins legend and Hampton surfer Kenny Lindsman.
There you go. It's Hampton, New Hampshire. Not known for its great waves. Let's check in with go over the bridge to Clementon. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Al and Rhea.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, well, it's too early to have anything go wrong. So what do you got there, Jim?
Okay. First of all... the ratings where they have the Eagles number four, that changes every week. So I don't.
But why would it change after you just had
a massive win.
A dominant win? How do you change? How do you slip?
Well, when one of these other teams lose this week, then it'll change next week. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, but if it had been reversed, it never would have changed. If the Cowboys had been riding high and had a dominant win, there's no way they slip.
No, zero.
Yeah, they favor the Cowboys, no doubt about it. Yeah,
but it's supposed to not when you look ahead. I just, it's the most confusing thing. You
made the best point, Al. Listen, the Cowboys scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. It was against the Colts.
Oh yeah,
you know, but that game was tight through.
This
three
was
quarters.
A team that didn't give up points.
This was a team you told 8 straight games hadn't given up more than 20 points. Eagles scored 21 in the first half. They were supposed to be the more physical dominant team.
They played. The quarterback didn't even play the fourth quarter. I mean, that's how dominant. And the GM got fired because you beat them so badly. You beat them so badly, you buried their front office.
Howie Roseman is out there getting GMs fired.
My God.
Hey, I think right now the Eagles have the best defensive line in the league, the guys they have.
Well, they're able to rotate so much, keeps them really fresh.
Yeah, just they have the ability to just chase people down the whole game.
One of the things I want to ask Ross about, Al, is did the injury to Jordan Davis turn out to be a benefit? Because they
went out. They wouldn't have got those.
That was a panic signing because the run defense was so bad. They had Sue and Linval Joseph.
Well, I mean, I guess you can look at Howie as he's baking in injury. Like it's when teams go, when you know you're in the playoffs, I in hockey you do this, you bake in injuries. So you go get depth people, especially on defense.
Okay.
You go get them before, knowing that, you know what, one injury could knock us, everything out of kilter here. So you go and you get depth. If you think you're going to make, if you know you're going to do this, you go on and say, you know what, I'm going to make sure. This is an insurance policy.
Yep.
You go and get your insurance policy. All right, Jim, do you have a nickname?
I got the Yankee Clipper, Joe DiMaggio.
There you go.
Yankee Clipper, okay. Joe D, that's Mr. Coffee.
Al, don't even say that. Well, I actually have a story for you on that.
Number
what do you get?
10, a $50 gift certificate to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. Go to welovecrabcakes.com.
I did not grow up with Joe D, okay? I grew up knowing him as Mr. Coffee.
Mr. Coffee, yeah.
I mean, I just did. You know, yeah. Never saw him play. I wasn't born.
Yeah.
This was back in the day when people used to write letters to the station,
mm-hmm.
you know, before Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I come in one day and I got the nastiest letter. How dare you? And I'm like, but that's all I knew.
It's Mr. Coffee.
He was Mr. Coffee.
Mr. Coffee.
He's very unhappy.
Well, I mean, there were people before that. O.J. Simpson was the
luggage guy.
Rental car.
Rental car.
In the airport, jumping over stuff.
Hertz. Yes.
Rental car. You get known. You get known for your advertising.
Yes.
That's a good thing. You get associated with it, and then you get to, you know. I know you probably watched a lot of the Flyers. Have you seen this stuff with Ric Flair?
Oh yeah.
It is hilarious.
He almost died, right?
Yes. And he's going around doing all these ads.
It's awesome.
The other guys, they never acted. They're like,
no.
And he does it for like every team, so he's going around and doing the.
It's a hell of a tour.
This guy's hilarious. He's having a ball. All right, we're going to get to Joe and Jeff and Frank and Charlie, Sean, and everybody else that's on the line. We get back time at 94 WIP 635. And you know that football season is underway, and boy, what a hell of a season it's been here. So what better time right now, the perfect time to download FanDuel? That's a partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because it's America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if that first bet happens not to win. All you got to do is sign up with the promo code Al. Look, this app is so cool because it's so easy to use. I don't care how literate you are in this, that, the other thing, whether it's an iPad, a phone, tablet, whatever it is. 1, 2, 3, you're in. And then when you do win, you get your winnings really, really quickly. So it makes it that much more fun. It's safe. It's secure. It's super easy to use. You're going to love this app. FanDuel Sportsbook is, of course, the official partner of 94 WIP. So all you got to do is sign up today with the promo code AL for your no sweat first bet. That's promo code AL. So make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. All righty then, welcome back to Something Show here, 94 WIP. I'm Morgan Rhea Hughes as we head toward Christmas. I wonder what the most is somebody paid for a tree. Because I was
depends
stunned.
On how big.
I mean, it was like, whoa. And then they're just flying off the, well, not shelves.
No. No shelves.
Whatever they're in. And then you have to cut the bottom to make sure they stay alive to, you know, right away, put them in water.
Yeah.
It's real, and then drag them in, and then the animals love them.
I used to have a cat that would climb up.
If you have cats, it's an issue. I had one. I had a tie to the ceiling, to the wall, because it got knocked over so often. We just tied, just took some kind of string and just tied it to the wall to make sure it didn't come down.
No, it's weird when you're sitting there and you're looking at your tree and all you see eyes staring out front. You're like, the cat's in the
tree. And then we got one year that we put it up and there was a bird in it, like a little bird was living in it. It's like, what the hell? It's like, oh, this is because we went to, you know, we used to go cut them down.
Yeah.
And something was in there and stayed in there. And we should get it out, put it outside. It was fun because I want the dogs to eat it.
No.
I didn't want that to happen. But I wonder, I mean, I bet it's close to $200 from the numbers I was looking at, because I was small. I'm like, my God. And then they're by Thanksgiving, they were already going. And I guess they live a month. I don't.
But that's what. Oh yeah, I got mine Saturday.
And then you take them down around Memorial Day. get the thing down right in time for the 4th of July barbecue. Let's check in with Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Alan Rhea. How you doing?
We're doing great, Joe. What do you got?
Just one thing on the Phillies. I think they need to keep Reese. You know, I mean, especially with Harper being out half the year. You know, you get that home run production. But the thing, what I'm thinking about is I'm going in my head and just trying to put together this lineup. It's really going to be an awesome lineup, even without Harper.
Oh, yeah.
If they do just decide to keep Reese, just don't know who the DH is going to be. I mean, Reese can be the DH if they do move Bohm to first place and keep Segura, at least for half a year.
Yeah. Well, they can move. I mean, obviously, with days off, you have the catcher.
They have plenty of DHs.
Riamoto, Castellanos. DH a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, you can. I mean, they're gonna. It's a. They're in a weird spot with the DH. It's the most. It's the most fluid that of any team I've ever seen on what they're going to do with their DH. I mean, they're set up in the future. With, you know, when the guys are older to be DHs, but it's kind of an issue because there's so many candidates on any given night on what they're going to do. It's going to be a weird way to use it. So
I have a lot of options. You know?
Yeah. So I mean, that manager should be able to, you know, handle which way he's going to. It's a nightmare lineup coming in. I don't even know the new rules. Like, I guess the shift is the big one, but I don't quite understand the rule they're talking about with the pickoff attempts. I just I don't understand if that's actually going to be a rule or if I just read it wrong. I couldn't figure it out how they were going to do that. So we'll have
a
shift.
Is there any insight about I guess who the leadoff batter is going to be this year? Is it still going to be Schwarber or is it?
No. It won't be. I don't. Be
are you positive about that?
I don't think it. Unless I don't know. He could make a case. I mean, he could probably lobby for it if he wanted it.
Makes the most sense to go righty left, you know. But
We'll see what the way. I mean, with this manager, how he deals with it. But Schwarber, I mean, what will happen is when he gets hot and. Then they'll move. He's going to have it is going to be weird because he's going to have some moving pieces on what he can do from game to game. But it's a terrifying lineup
don't get streaky.
But this would help. This signing that they just had is going to help that way and help you on the bases too to get people moving along. All right, Joe, do you have a guy with a nickname or any person with a nickname?
Yeah, it's going to be from the boxing industry. I'm going to go with Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
Boom, 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 boom. I like that name. Boom, boom. Go number 10. Nope, you got the Keith Jones.
Al, you are correct. Under the 2023 rules, pitchers will be limited to just 2 disengagements per plate appearance. That means just 2 chances to make a pickoff attempt or step off the rubber for any other reason.
So I don't understand what happens after the second one. I don't understand the logistics of it.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I just keep, like, get a big lead? I mean, I don't understand it. Do you have to get the pickoff the next time or he gets the bait? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sure I'm just reading it wrong.
If a pitcher disengages a third time for a pickoff attempt, he must successfully nab the runner. Otherwise, the runner advances 1 base.
That's dumb.
That is really dumb. Until you said that to me, I didn't realize it.
I just don't understand that.
I always find it amusing when the fans, you know, boo when a pitcher's throwing over.
Because you think it's slowing things down.
Yeah, and I get that, but yeah. I always just find it amusing.
Yeah, but I mean,
there you go. You do it a third time, you have to get him, or he goes. He advances.
So you take a big lead, and
I mean, Trey Turner steals a lot of bases.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's, you can get picked off, but my God, it's a risky thing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing, that's where I don't want Hoskins. That's where I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be interesting. Going the other way, or even just the throw down to second. That's where I might be a little iffy on that. I think that was Joe, correct? Let's go over to Camden. We're going to go to Camden and go to Jeff. And did you give a guess yet, Joe? DK Boom Boom Mancini, I believe.
That's correct, Al.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to put you on hold for Boom Boom. You got the Keith Jones autograph card. Boom. The only Boom 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 Boom. There's been a couple of Boom. Oh, Jeffrey on the guy who had the slap shot. Guy, old Montreal Canadian. He was when I started in Atlanta, he was the announcer. They had in Atlanta, Boom Boom had the worst French accent you could ever heard. So
really,
so there's all these new hockey fans in Atlanta that speak Georgian, whatever that accent, and the color guy is a French Canadian. It was made for high
bizarre.
It was quite bizarre. Let's go over to across the bridge again. We'll go over to Camden. Go to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Al. Hey, Rhea.
Hey, what's happening, Jeff?
Hey, man. When I measure pitches, I measure. You know, I'm looking at this plaque on my wall, the four aces. That's what I measure pitches by. You know, pitches in those back spots, not solid. As the name was, you know, as the name, I always get nervous when somebody tells me somebody's solid. You know, that's not the describing word that I'm looking for when I want to shore up. What I saw in Houston was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Pitchers that can just punch you out anywhere in the lineup.
Well, he's going to be your fourth pitcher, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, is he an upgrade on Gibson?
Oh, absolutely.
Then that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I mean he's an upgrade. I mean you're counting on, you know, Nola. I mean you really don't forget
right.
coming into you've got a couple of guys that are supposed to be your punch out guys, as you say.
Right.
So I mean you added some depth there, and it, like it or not, the game is going so that you're four to five to six inning pitcher.
Right, and I'm not trying to be a downer in any way about it. I love these signings. I love the signing of the shortstop. When you can bring somebody here from Los Angeles. I mean, I can't even bring family members back from Los Angeles when they get out to sunny California.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about the fact that another West Coast team is the one that wants you? I mean, you know, San Diego. And I'm telling you that if it wasn't for the playoffs, there's no way they choose Philadelphia. There's just no way.
No.
I mean, when you look at, you know, the your fan bases where you're having Philadelphia against San Diego, literally, huh? Literally. Where you want to go. You want to come here, not just because of the wind, just because the atmosphere. It's just that much.
Yeah, I'm ready to see what they can do because truth be told, now you wanted to face the Mets, so I got past Atlanta's pitching because last two World Series have been won by pitching. So you know, I just wanted to understand that's the key concern to shore up going into this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've helped it though. And if Painter can be, I mean, God, that's an it's an open book there.
I didn't realize he was 19.
Yeah, it's an open book
he's
there.
Huge, right?
Yeah, he's huge. That's what you're hoping for there. And don't forget, this is a team that will do stuff during the year too. Dombrowski will go to the trade deadline and whatever's missing. And you know, it's also again another year where you're waiting for somebody to come off an injured, you know, situation to come back and have a, you know, the second half of the year you'll have another weapon, a huge weapon to come back. Do you have a nickname there, Jeff?
I want to keep it boxing, and I want to keep it Jersey with Jersey Joe Walcott.
Jersey Joe Walcott. Okay, we'll give you a spin for Jersey Joe. That's a old school name, Jersey Joe. Just barely made it. Number three, Philadelphia Eagles, a collapsible cooler. It's the only thing collapsible with the Eagles is the cooler. nothing.
Very nice, Al.
Nothing else is collapsible. Collapsible cooler. Jersey Joe Walcott. Yeah, it's some old school names. Looking for nicknames because it's
T.O.'s birthday.
And does he still think he can play, I guess?
Yes, he does.
Campaigning. And what's the latest on Odell?
That here's the weird thing because he went to, I believe, a Mavericks game and they were chanting for him.
Yeah.
Then it came out with Ed Werder from ESPN that they didn't like what they saw in the physical.
Oh.
Because I don't believe he's worked out for anybody. And the thought process is he wouldn't be available till deep in the playoffs or possibly till next year.
That bad?
Yeah.
Oh, then he's not worth it. Yeah. I mean, then you don't even not even interested in it. Even if Jerry's not interested in it. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, he would.
Jerry, I wanted him to go there.
Well, I mean, I can just, you know, I can just see the one catch that he makes in a crucial situation. That's the, you know, and plus he just likes collecting stars.
Yes.
So literally, this another star for the stars. All right, we're going to get to Frank, Charlie, Sean, Jason, Tom, everybody else on the other side. When we were going to switch over a little bit. We're going to do a lot of Phillies here, but a little more Eagles because Ross Tucker is going to be joining us to explain and Princetonian terms how the Cowboys have surpassed the Eagle in any way, shape, or form on any platform at all, no matter what the numbers think. Time at 94 WIP is 6:55.